This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang Province, 45 kilometers east of Turfan, at the Astana Tombs, just north of the ruins of Gaochang. And since we remembered our flashlight, we were able to visit the underground chambers in which the elite of Gaochang were buried 1,500 years ago. Most of the artifacts discovered in the tombs have been removed to the Provincial Museum in Urumqi, but there are a couple of well-preserved corpses and a number of wall paintings. One of the paintings in particular is worth mention. In case you miss it or forget your flashlight, it's also on your entrance ticket. It's a picture of a man and a woman with one arm wrapped around each other and their other arms holding a compass and a carpenter square. The lower halves of their bodies are also entwined, but not as human bodies, as the serpentine bodies of two snakes, or actually dragons. Naturally, there's a story about how they came to be. A long, long time ago, in fact, back when time began, chaos split into yin and yang, and these split again, and before long, the first creature appeared. His name was Pan Gu. Pan Gu was also the world's first workaholic. As soon as he stepped out of the womb of the universe, he picked up a mallet and chisel, and he chipped away for 18,000 years until he created the space between heaven and earth in which we all live today, and then he dropped dead. But before he died, Pan Gu gave birth to a set of twins that were half human and half dragon. Don't ask me how he managed this, he just did. Anyway, he called the boy Fu Xi and the girl Nuwa, and even though they were siblings, they became husband and wife, and they gave birth to the race of dragon people we call the Chinese, which is why their pictures are on the walls of graves wherever Chinese are buried, even out here on the Silk Road. This is Bill Porter.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's Journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road.